Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper, who peeping the peeper. Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, what up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, also known as Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel Pabarigani, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds, and we are back, family. We are back in the building another week. Thanks for joining us at Collective Minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, we here, family. We are in the building, you know. Hopefully we share some constructive thoughts and dialogue with the family. Y'all can always hit us.
Yeah.
That's not a spectator sport. You feel me? Call us up. We're having an open discussion, talking about, you know, the happenings of the week and, sharing our perspective, family. So we are here, like we always do. Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a busy week. No special announcements, but I did have a busy week. Hope everybody's week was productive and positive as well, but no announcements.
All right, yes, indeed. And our brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And any announcements for us?
Yes, indeed. I had a good week as well. No major announcements today, just ready to get it in and discuss some things that's on your boy's mind.
All right, yes, indeed. And quick announcement for me, I just want to shout out all the parents. If you got kids starting school, we are back in that season. You know, around this way, school starts Monday. I know in a few other places, you know, they may have started last week or they may be starting the week after this week. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to shout out to the parents who've been, you know, trying to get stuff done, get the kids prepared for school. And with everything going on, you know, we just want to send some prayers out to the family because I don't want my kids, because my kids are attending school, and I've been thinking, I'm like, I hope they don't go in there and bring the COVID back home. You know what I'm saying? Not to speak on nothing ill, but that's just been crossing my mind if I'm keeping it real with the family. Like, because you know how kids are. Kids go to school, they be around each other, they get sick, and this and that. That just kind of crossed my mind. But, you know, I'm going to stay prayed up. I think, you know, we got angels watching over us. And, you know, I think we should be good. But shout out to all the parents that's getting their kids ready for school, because I definitely feel you. You know what I'm saying? I definitely feel you.
I would think right now all the people who do homeschooling, like, where are they at? Like, that business should be booming for the people who do homeschooling or can, you know, help parents out with that.
Right.
You think business be booming in that area?
Yeah, it should be. You would
definitely an opportunity.
Right. And I'm, that opportunity is here, like I said, and I do want to transition into that in a few years. because that's the way it's going to go. And I can see actually this school year may be shut down, you know, what they're talking about, the variant and all this other stuff. So, yeah, we'll see how it play out. And speaking of the Delta variant and COVID and all this, so Monday, I don't know if y'all heard, but Monday they're going to go ahead and do a full FDA approval of the Pfizer shot. And they saying that this is going to really ramp up the vaccine requirements. You know what I'm saying? As far as them requiring vaccines for you to go into, you know, public places and whatnot. So, yeah, how do y'all feel about that? And, you know, have y'all heard about that? The FDA is going to rush approval. They say until now the Pfizer shot was under an emergency use authorization, but it wasn't fully approved. But they're trying to do that Monday, you know, which is tomorrow. So y'all got any thoughts on that? Are they coming down with the hammer? We gonna need vaccine cards to go to the grocery store or what?
Yeah, it's coming to that. I mean, I remember when they first made that announcement, and part of their reasoning, which they admitted to, that a lot of people that have not gotten the vaccine, that's one of the things that they would say. That was one of their talking points. It's not even FDA approved. So they was thinking, okay, well, at least let's try to figure out why they don't want to get it, and then let's try to combat all these things, these points that they're talking about. So that was a big point that the non-vaccinated were saying. So that's why they wanted to go ahead and try to address that. I think it's just a bunch of foolishness, though, because it's like you still know that they're going through loopholes and cutting corners to make it happen. But nevertheless, they'll be able to wipe that off the table, or people won't be able to say that. So that way they'll feel a little bit more comfortable, because some people said, well, if it was FDA approved, then I'll get it. So now they're like, okay, well, we can go ahead and knock this out, then we'll get that selection of citizens that are saying if it was FDA approved, we'll get it. So they just trying to figure out new ways to get people to actually take it. And I remember that they were talking about it a couple of months ago, and they were saying that they wanted to have it done by the end of September. So it looked like that they, you know, they've done it sooner than even what they originally wanted to do. So they really know some people. They really know some people.
And I'll
say
this.
It is what it is.
I'll say this. I don't understand how we can come out and push these vaccines so hard. Like, everybody can get them. They free of charge. Like, they trying to save the world, save the planet. And we can hurry up and come up with something and dish it out to people free of charge. But cancer been popping for years. How come people with cancer medication ain't free?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's up with that? Like, why that ain't free? But this stuff here, hey,
exactly.
Open fair, but come on, get your dose.
Mufasa, like I said before, what about insulin? That's another death thing that kills a lot of people. And as far as what they say in the black community, why is insulin so high, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. People got to pay for all that, but this here, you just pushing on us, just giving it to us, forcing it upon us.
They forcing you to take it. It's almost like a form of rape. I mean, they forcing you you know, to go into to conduct
slowly
business. Yeah,
so let me ask you guys this. Do you think that it's because they claim that, you know, it's affecting other parts of the community? Because they say that, they claim that the non-vaccinated people are the ones that create the variant, the different strands. We the ones that make it mutate into other different strands. And so do you think that they want everybody to get it because they feel like they're saving their cells in a sense? Like it really has nothing to do with, you know, the next person is really a selfish thing or what you think? For those that are for the sheep citizens that are unaware, they're just doing it just because they feel like, okay, they were told by doctors that this is good.
I'll give you my two reasons. One reason, which I like, is this one of the callers that texted this in, and he said the reason they pushing that and not pushing the, you know, stuff for cancer and insulin, he said because those things are real and you will really die without it. So that was his comment on that. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is they know that there is no cure for whatever this thing is going around. They don't have any idea of how to handle it, but they're using this as a way to inject people with something that they've been wanting to inject people with. So it's like this is the opportunity for us to, you know, some people say to population control. I don't know what's in the stuff. So it's one of the two. Either they using this as an opportunity to inject people with something that they've been wanting to inject people with, and they know that they're still knowing that this is not going to stop this pestilence that's upon us. You know, they have no idea of how to stop that or be like the caller said, because those things are real, and without those things, you'll really die without it. So one of the two, how I look at it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think it's a lot of fear. And itself is true. I mean, it's because people, you know, looking out for themselves in a sense. But a lot of it is fear-based. You know, they're feeling like they don't want to get it. They feel like they're going to die if they get it and whatnot. So, yeah, I think it's fear and, you know, a little bit of selfishness. But let's be clear, too. I don't think this is ever going away. The COVID-19 is basically here to stay. They're going to have different variants pop up every so often. You know, you have the Delta, then you're going to have the Lambda, then you might have the Sigma, the Beta. You know, they may go through the whole Greek alphabet for all we know with different variants that come up. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's going away. I think it's here to stay. And they want to inoculate the people with as many shots as possible. You know, for whatever reason, you know, you could probably go through a whole list of them. You know, population control, sterilization, control. You know, there's a whole bunch of reasons why they're doing it. But, you know, they're talking about you got to get multiple doses. Then the booster shot then came up to keep it going. And you might have to get it every season. So yeah, this is really getting out of hand, is getting out of control, and the fact that they forced it, they're about to start forcing people, is really unconstitutional for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's really unconstitutional. But whenever they do something like this, they always have, you know, a good reason, because like I say, we elders and lecturers talked about the day where they was going to be requiring vaccines and different passports and, you know, different identifications, but we just never knew the reason. And, of course, they're going to make it sound good as to the reason they got to shoot you up and give you the jab. You know, they're going to make it sound good, so you'd be more inclined to take it, you know, so. Yeah, it's getting interesting out here. And they say, you know, Donald Trump had a speech in Mississippi where he was talking about he might run in 2024, but he also got booed because he said he encouraged the his followers to get the vaccine. And he was like, I believe in your freedoms, but I recommend you take the vaccine. And according to reports, people started booing. He said he recommended.
Recommend. Not like how these other folks is, where they like demanding, forcing.
Right. Right. You know, Donald Trump, a lot of his supporters don't believe in a vaccine.
Exactly.
You know, for whatever that's worth.
I want to read y'all a little piece of something that to see if y'all know about this. And this came out this current edition of the Final Call newspaper. If y'all know, I'm just gonna read. It says, State of Tennessee Executive Order 38. Temporary quarantine and isolation facilities may be constructed. The provisions of Tennessee Code, are noted section 6811202, are hereby suspended to allow for the construction of temporary structures, the plans for which would otherwise be subject to review for new construction, additions, or substantial alterations, as directed by the Commissioner of Health and the Director of TEMA in response to COVID-19, provided there shall be inspections of such structures to ensure safety as necessary. Point number 18, State of Tennessee Executive Order by the Governor, number 83, an order to facilitate the continued response to COVID-19. So that's like setting up what you call them, like concentration camps. This executive order issued by Tennessee's governor calls for the construction of these temporary quarantine and isolation facilities. Concentration camps for anyone they determine is unfit to exist in their society. The Page 9 order gives the state the power of containment of COVID-19 and to potentially diagnose vaccine resistors is having a mental illness or a serious emotional disturbance.
Right. Wow.
The laws is being put into effect, y'all.
Yeah?
Being put into effect. Mental illness. Yeah. So now we got a mental illness because we don't want the vaccine. We mentally ill. Hey, we need to be quarantined. Hey, get out of Tennessee while you can. If you're with the vaccine, you might as well become a refugee like the Afghanis and get the hell about
it. Our people is just, I don't know. I've learned of someone that paid their granddaughter $1,000 to take it.
Wow.
Because the granddaughter. A young granddaughter, by the way, just what, maybe 22 years old, that's an easy enticement. You know, it's like, I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Because she just took it on yesterday. So, you know, just keep everybody that take it in their prayers. You know, because you just never know. We said this before. Just because someone took it and they didn't have immediate, you know, issues, that don't mean that they won't have none later on that line. And nor does that mean that the next person that takes the vaccine won't have immediate issues. You know, so it's interesting that you forcing your granddaughter to take it is out of fear, like you guys said before. Out of fear. So many people are so nervous about getting it and scared. But I know people that have taken it and had issues. I know more people that have taken it and had issues than people that didn't take it.
Right.
So I know more people that have taken the vaccine and had issues versus people that did not take it. Now, how weird is that?
Right. Yeah.
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 I also learned that someone took the vaccine and died.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot. Remember, I had read a report, and I find that the site for that report, and you can pull it up to continue to give you the numbers on the deaths, the COVID-related deaths and illnesses due to the vaccine. See, that stuff don't get reported. It's like we got to dig up that information. And I see if I can find that real fast. So people
okay,
can,
and if not, it's in the archives. Right, if not, it's in the archives. Mm-hmm. I believe that was last week or the week before where he broke down
before.
The numbers and gave the website. Yeah, the week before. So, the information out there, you know, we going to see how this thing play out, but they're putting the clamps on. They're making it harder and harder, you know, for unvaccinated people to move around, you know.
And you're basically getting punished for not having, for not taking the vaccination. The vaccine, they're punishing
for not taking
you.
A shot. Yeah, and family. So if you just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. We in the building. Hit us up. We'll get to the call lines in a second. 929-477-1697. Anything else I wanted to put out there on the table?
No, you know. We got to talk about what's going on in Afghanistan. We got to talk about this foolishness. Because in the heck, to me, and, you know, we got a caller that's going to call in who served this country. And I got, you know, I would love to get his input on this. But how do you pull out the military first before you pull out the civilians? How do you not make sure all the civilians, or as many as possible, are safe? And, you know, your people who helped you and all that, how do you not get them out of Dodge before you just yank all the military people out of there? So
and then
you
go
put
back.
All these people's lives in jeopardy. You put all these people's lives in jeopardy. I've seen pictures where people are hanging off the planes. Who they went over there to try to rescue people. They're hanging off the cargo planes trying to escape there. People then fell off the planes to their death. You know what I'm saying? And you bringing in droves of people. I got to tie it in with COVID now. You're bringing in droves of people who you don't know is vaccinated or not. And I don't see no face masks and social distancing stuff going on. You just bringing them on in to the country. Bringing them on in.
Now, Mufasa,
this administration is retarded as ever. Joe Biden is showing his retardedness day by day. He's a bumbling idiot.
Now, let me ask you guys this, you and Brother Cam. So, I do know that St. Louis was one of the drop-off spots for the Afghanistan. Now, what are the other cities that they dropped off at? Do you guys know?
What? I don't know offhand, but I'm sure it's all over the country.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all, you know, the major, somewhat big cities, probably the top 20 cities, like Chicago. I think Chicago was on the list.
Cities, what are the high
crime
is?
New York.
Because that's what I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
Did they drop them off in the high crime areas?
I don't think a lot of them got here yet.
Okay.
We want to get the actual facts. That's what I'm trying to see.
Exactly. You know, so I'll wait till we get the facts and we can continue there, but that's what I was wondering. I'm like, okay, so I need to see something. So if anybody had an answer to that, I'm trying to
see. You trying to see where they going, right?
Exactly.
I know,
I'm like
I said,
I'm like, St. Louis? I'm like, what do we have to do with anything other than the fact that we have high crime?
Right. They all haven't made it over here, but from some reports they saying like 150 on up to 250,000 Afghans could come here. Now, since the war, you know, they've been coming over since the war, which actually started in 2001, I believe. Since that war, they've been slowly migrating over here. They was granted special visas in 2009. You feel me? That was under Obama. So they slowly been rolling in and making their presence. But it's just crazy to me that you bringing these people in, and we know what they gonna do. They gonna act as a buffer class to the white society. Basically, come into, you know, predominantly black neighborhoods, get gas stations, get business loans for fish and chicken spots, Miami grills, liquor stores. They gonna come and set up shop in the hood and be able to, for real, and be able to stack their bread. And they foreigners, but you have a lot of black people, you know, live, born and raised in America, in these cities. They have a hard time getting loans from banks.
Yeah.
And
They're about to get houses. Food program,
everything.
This program.
Food programs. Yeah. They're about to get it all. And that's crazy because they could be setting up shop for another 9/11. Who knows?
What's going on?
You're bringing
are.
These people in. They could be all type of sleeper cells and people coming in with bad intentions, but you just letting these people in freely like that.
I'm pretty sure a lot of them are imposters. I'm telling you.
Yeah, after you didn't just, you know, basically ravaged their country and left it for dead, you left it in the hands of the Taliban. They finna do what they do. You know what I'm saying? But
they already nervous talking about some type of breach. They're already talking about that now.
You know, like I was saying, when it comes to the Afghan war, we're talking about 20 years, billions and billions of dollars down the drain. The U.S., this is a war they lost, and right now Joe Biden is making the entire country look bad, for real. He making himself look bad, and he making the country look even worse.
And it's
a mess. Like, this is a big stain on the American empire. And, you know, like I say, it takes a minute for empires to fall, but this is definitely a hard blow to the empire, for real. This doesn't look good.
You just destroyed years of work. People who died of all these over these years. You know, you destroyed 20-plus years of work. Like, it was already bad enough that we went there. You know, you could have just,
right.
went there and hit them and, you know, got some payback and came back. So it was already a bad deal that we went there and took all these years to try to, you know, think of a way to come home correctly. And as we getting there, you know, we getting there, you just go. You didn't take the advice of none of the other generals. You just went in stupidly and, you know, called that shot down. You know, we wasn't going through stuff like this when Trump was the president. Trump had some issues with them, and he flat out let them be known. Look, y'all can clown if you want to, and I'll bring the full weight of the United States military down on your head. But at the same time, his administration was moving in a proper way to get the people out of there, because he wanted to get out of there as well. But it's how you do something. And like I said, I think that was just I'm not a military person. I'm not in the service. I don't know the ins, ands, and outs. But I do know that, to me, that didn't make any sense for you to pull the military out first before you make sure that, hey, we can get as many civilians and people who helped us out to safety first before we pull out and then try to let the Afghani military handle it themselves. So I think that was just a dumb move, very dumb move.
Yeah.
And you open up,
agreed.
You open
I mean,
up a can of worms.
Agree.
You open up a can of worms to terrorist attacks, all types of stuff because of that dumb move. So.
Most people agree that was a dumb move. But it'd be good if we could hear, you know, from our caller. Hopefully he called in that was in the military, because I do want to ask him, did we lose the Afghan war? I think it was a loss. You know what I'm saying? I think there was too much money being put down the drain, and none of the objectives, from what they was reporting, none of the objectives got filled besides you bringing more opium back to the United States. Because it's no coincidence. You got to connect the dots. When the Afghan war started, that's when the quote-unquote opioid crisis started in rural America. Even though we know the heroin and stuff been around and whatnot, but right after the Afghanistan war kicked off, that's when the heroin picked back up. And then it started to flood the suburbs and the rural areas. And it's been like that. They've been fighting the opioid crisis for the last 10, 15 years. You know what I'm saying? But it'd be interesting to hear from the caller if he think America lost the Afghan war, which I think we did. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a – and the way we pulled out, not only did we lose, but the way, like Brother Mufasa just said, the way we pulled out was even bad, was even worse. You know, that looks even worse.
They pulled out like little weeks. They left aircraft. It was like, what did you? They didn't just ran for their life.
They left people that they promised they was gonna take. It's like somebody be like, yeah man, we leaving at 10, and they leaving at 9:30, and you trying to catch up with them, and they gone.
Right. Well,
you know what I'm saying? They left people
move,
that they
leave all your stuff. You even leave your
everything.
Stuff. Like somebody just pushed you out. What was that all about? It's like, leave. We have no more time.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like, yeah, they had to go. Because what it was, they let the Taliban, the weak Taliban, well, I ain't going to say weak. Let me correct myself. They let the Taliban give them a deadline. And, you know, I guess they was lollygagging, and the Taliban just went in there and took over. You know, the president of Afghanistan fled to Dubai. They say he literally ran to an airplane to fly out to Dubai. And from what they was reporting, he had like $125 million in cash and went to Dubai where they granted him asylum. He ran like a B, as they say. You know what I'm saying? He ran like a little girl.
Yeah, let's go ahead and bring him on, Brother Kev. So hold
yes,
that thought so we can. Okay. Area code 315. Caller. We've been waiting on you.
Yeah,
you on with Collection Line.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Hey, thanks.
Hey.
First off, I got to say.
Hey, peace, caller.
Peace, y'all. And it's an honor to be brought in before Piaki. This is the first.
This is the first, for sure.
Yeah, you guys are talking on Afghanistan. And as you told the caller, this is a thing, though, I'm brothers in. And I retired from the military. I did 20 years. And out of those 20 years, I spent roughly 8 to 9 of those years in places such as Afghanistan, Iraq, got the chance to check out Yemen. Also, did the tail end of the Gulf War, 1995 and 96. So I got some Kuwait and Saudi Arabia time. So I spent a lot of time over in the Middle East. But speaking on Afghanistan itself and the situation that's over there, it was pretty much Afghanistan. Afghanistan is Afghanistan, and what we see over there right now is what all of us that was on the ground knew was going to happen once we left. Now, it wasn't supposed to happen the way it's happening right now, and the only reason it's happening the way it happened right now is because we had a 10-year commitment that ended in 2011, and then we had a change of presidency because that guy that was a president at that time could no longer be a president because in Islam, if you're a Muslim and you're an actual Middle Eastern Muslim that follows the Quran, you can only get into a commitment with the enemy, which is anybody that's not Islamic. You can only get into a commitment with the enemy for 10 years in one day. And then you have to no longer be committed to them, but you have to go back to fighting them. But you go into that commitment so you can regroup your strength. So during that time, the warlords and the Taliban were going ahead and they were getting themselves set back up, because after 10 years, we were supposed to leave and they could just retake their country. So when we renegotiated, we got another 10-year reprieve, which was coming up in May, which is why we were supposed to leave in May.
Right,
and we didn't
right.
leave in May, so they had to gather their forces and kick mm-hmm. us out because they didn't want to do another – because the only way to fix – not I can't even say fix their country, because it's their country. It's their country,
right.
and they'll run their country how they want to run their country. They were just waiting for us to get out of the way so they could go back to running their country. The only way
gotcha.
To change their country would have been doing two. There have been two ways to do it. First way, which would be the more ethical and principled way, would be to stay over there for 100 years, knock out two or three of their generations, and giving them this garbage Western, you know, ideologies until all the old heads have died off and they've had a chance to let this simmer into their society for generations and change it through generations if you're going to do it with a soft touch. The only other way to change their country would be to just kill everybody and everything over there and then put new people in it. That's the only two
got
ways.
You, got you. Let me, right, let me ask you this.
I got, you couldn't do that.
Got
yeah, I got a question
got
also.
Yeah, let me just ask this real quick, Carla. We appreciate you coming on. I know you got a lot of good information.
Yep.
And also, yeah, if you could stay on, you know, some other people, some other callers might have some questions as well
okay.
for you to answer too. But I got a question for you. So, you know, when you were first going to Afghanistan and the Middle East, you know, what were the objectives? What were the reasons? You know, we hear all the mainstream stuff as far as them trying to get bin Laden and all this, but what were the objectives for the United States going into Afghanistan in the first place from, you know, from your standpoint? Like, what
okay.
were you trying to accomplish like by going over there?
So while I was over there and engaging with combatants in Afghanistan, I was over there to take out lieutenants from Al-Qaeda. And then later on, ISIS,
got you.
When Al-Qaeda broke into ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why we were over there, the whole reason why we were over there, was to practice that war. We were using their area as a testing ground for our equipment, and we were using their people as living targets for us to practice war on. That's what we were doing.
Mm. Got you. That's
and
correct.
After 20 years of this, they were sick of it. And when Donald Trump made the agreement, they were going to go ahead and accord them because, you know, he was going to leave. When Biden decided not to leave, it's like, we're not being human targets and we're not being a playing field for you guys anymore. Whether or not Biden was actually going to leave, they didn't want to risk it. They just kicked him out. Because the
right.
whole time we were
right.
over there training, because I trained Afghan military, I trained Afghan soldiers. I trained Afghan commandos.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them, really, the Afghan regular soldiers were garbage. Then the commandos were
right.
pretty good. They weren't as good as us, but they were okay. But all of them
mm-hmm.
that were worth a darn didn't shave. All the pansy ones shaved. All the ones that didn't shave were Taliban. We knew that. So the minute, so I would say 3/4 of their military that was over there that didn't fight the Taliban when they came in, we're actually the Taliban. We were not at war with Afghanistan. I heard you say, did we lose the war with Afghanistan? We weren't at war.
Right.
We were never at war with Afghanistan. We were at war with Al-Qaeda. We had a war on terrorism, not a war on Iraq, not a war on Afghanistan, not a war in Yemen, not a war in Syria. We have a war on terrorism. And our chief objective was Al-Qaeda. Once we got, once we so-called got rid of Osama bin Laden, once we got rid of him,
right.
supposedly, because I don't think he's dead, then they became ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
So then we took up and said, we know what, now we're going to stick around and beat up on ISIS because we killed Al-Qaeda, so we were actually done. We were done. But the government fat cats who have all the money in Halliburton and all those companies that make the manufacture the equipment that goes to war.
Right.
They said, well,
war,
dude,
exactly.
We need to send the more stuff over there. We had new stuff that we wanted to test. So we went after ISIS. When Donald Trump got in, well, we wiped out ISIS. So we were done. We were never at war with Afghanistan. We were never at war with Iraq.
Right.
We were at war with terrorism. And we won that
war.
Well,
here's the thing, though. Right, and here's the thing, though. And this is,
the Taliban
this
aren't
is a,
terrorists.
But, right, but this is the ugly part of war, though, because when you wage war in these countries, you have a lot of collateral damage, and civilians end up being casualties of war, you know, in these places. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, you may not be going at war with the country. However, the citizens are affected by you waging war on these particular groups.
But that's not who we had a war with. We were not at war with Afghanistan. We were at war with terrorism. We were at war with Al-Qaeda. We were at war with ISIS after Al-Qaeda, and now we're done. But Biden messed up. He did not honor the agreement. He did not honor the agreement, the 10-year pact. He did not take the Quran seriously.
Right, and the Taliban is not a terrorist group, right? I'm sorry, go ahead. The Taliban is not a terrorist group. Is that correct?
No,
they just
they're not.
A party
they are,
within the government.
They are an authority inside of Afghanistan.
Right. Afghanistan, got you. Okay, cool. That's
they are the people of Afghanistan.
Right. Yes, indeed. Go ahead, Brother Mufas.
Yeah, so I was going to say, so basically, you put this, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I can hear me, right? Okay. So basically, do you say this is the fault of Biden not evacuating civilians quick enough? Because, like you say, he should have knew the time was up, so it's time to go ahead and leave. Because I was looking at it as the fact of they could have evacuated more people than they did before they left. But you telling us that basically they were kicked out.
Yes.
So
Biden was closing it down. He just didn't close it down when he was supposed to, and he was going so slow that the people over
he
there said, you know what,
feet.
We're not abiding by this because we made a commitment, and now we have to kick you out.
So he was dragging his feet. The administration was dragging their feet on getting the people out.
Yeah, we should have been out in May. And we could have been out in May. But he chose not. He chose to fool around and mess with, you know, it's like being a little guy and going up and slapping a big guy and daring him to hit you. Well, he got hit.
So let me ask you this. If say for instance, because I'm looking at this right, if Trump had been in office when this was happening.
We would have been out in May. It would have been fine. The Taliban would have came
in
and
been
took
out
it
in
over
May.
Anyway.
Right, but we but
yeah, and the Taliban
Trump had enough
slid right in
sense to get
and
him
took
out
back
there and
over
make.
The country. Yeah,
right. But I'm just saying,
and we
Trump,
have,
Trump
we
would have.
Yeah, I think Trump would honor his. I think Trump would honor his word.
Yeah, and we
so
wouldn't have had the American issues that are going on over there right now. We just have the fact that all the Afghanis that we left over there in charge would be getting, you know, denounced and thrown off buildings and getting decapitated. Any Islamic person, anybody in Afghanistan that's a male and shaved his beard is now a target. Anybody that took up the Western styles and shaved their beards and didn't have a beard after the Americans were gone, they're all targets. They're legitimate targets for the Taliban because they're apostates.
So,
they're all apostates.
So hold on, because I just want to make sure that this is plain. So basically you're saying – Trump would have honored it, would not have dragged his feet, and would have got them out on time. But since Biden sit there and drug his feet, and why not just
no?
So,
Biden
so my thing
drag
too, like
feet.
Why not say
he
okay, you
changed,
dragging your
he
feet?
Changed the, he didn't drag his feet. He didn't drag his feet. He straight up said, "Screw what we told you. We got a new deal, and I don't care if you agree to it or not." And the Taliban said, well, we don't care if you agree to it or not. You're not supposed to be here. Get out. He didn't drag
So let me ask you this. Why not?
He willfully did not abide.
So if you're going to do that, what do you think? Why not just go ahead and use the full might of the military then? Since you already didn't just put your balls out there like that, why not use the military full-heartedly to say, look, no, we still going to do this? Is it because of fear? We can't handle them? What? Why just go ahead and run? Tuck tail and run.
See, I was wondering that myself until a couple of days ago when I was listening, I was doing some reading, and both Russia and China have recognized the Taliban as the true government of Afghanistan. So if we would have done that, we would have had to go in on Russia and China too. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard a little bit about that too, so we had no back.
Yeah, Russia and China said, yeah, Taliban, Afghanistan is yours. It's always been yours. Good job kicking the Americans out after not honoring their deal. They tried to treat you like the Native Americans, and you didn't let them. Good job.
Yes, indeed.
All right, family, if you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. We have a special guest, Zenithon, you know, former military armed forces. And, you know, we talking about Afghanistan, what's going on. He kind of giving us a breakdown, a little background from how, you know, he's seeing things from his perspective. Because Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, like all these places are right by each other. Pakistan, and it's been a volatile area for a long time. But it do seem like when we go into these places, we do try to put in different leaders of government. Yeah, we occupy, and then we set up a system of government where we put Western leaders and people who are more favorable to quote-unquote Western ideas and whatnot. Like when Afghanistan first went off, they put in Ahmadinejad, and he didn't really last long, but they had him running the country and whatnot as the president. And this latest guy just fled. I can't think of his name, but this latest guy just fled, and so the Taliban are back in business. They got the capital of Kabul, and they seized the airport, and now it's just been chaos at the airport. I'm talking about people dying, people getting shot, people falling out of planes, people getting trampled. It's just a mess on a geopolitical scale.
It's not just America going through this. There's a lot of other countries that have their people over there, too, because the Americans didn't pull out. So they stuck around because the Americans were still sticking around.
Yes, there's British citizens, there's Canadian citizens, U.S. citizens,
Spanish,
a lot of people, French
Spanish
citizens,
from Spain. There's two Japanese civilians over there, too. The Japanese never had very many people over there, but they still have two over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I want to add, there's two more things.
It's on Biden watch.
Two more things real quick before you go to the calls or whatnot, because I'm going to fall back. But I wanted to get y'all opinion on one. I heard Trump say out of his own mouth that we don't even belong in the Middle East. He was always America first, and we should not be occupying the Middle East. We shouldn't be there. I heard him say that a couple of days ago out of his own mouth. I agree with that myself.
I agree with that.
If you want to get your payback, but there's no reason for us to be occupying foreign lands, in my opinion. And so I'm really just looking at the way the two administrations handled this, because I'm shining the light on Sleepy Joe and Kamala, because people, especially my people, so many of us loved him so much. And you see the mess that has been created. You see the mess that this administration has done. So I'm not going to let people off the hook with that. Because now you've got us, we're in even more mess. So, and also, I wanted to get y'all opinion on that, on how y'all feel about what Brother Kev already kind of gave his. But also, is it true that that one of the heavy leaders who has started this kickout, basically this runout, was actually in U.S. custody, but was released under Obama's watch? due to some type of trade they did. From what I heard, this guy was in custody of the Americans, but during Obama's administration, there was this swap off where they sent him back in exchange for some U.S. war deserter, is what I'm hearing. So if y'all know anything about that?
I haven't heard about that.
Say again. I'll have
I don't doubt it.
Go ahead and ask that question again.
I say that you heard anything about the one of the main people who's a part of this, you know, Taliban kickout or whatever, was at one point in the U.S. custody. Was in the custody of the United States.
Yes.
But under Obama's administration,
he did 2 years in Guantanamo.
He was released.
He was one of the guys that were released when we got that prisoner back, when we got that guy back, the one that wandered off, and he actually, the word I'm trying to think of, but he quit the military over in Afghanistan. He went, and then they took him prisoner, and then we gave him back, and we got him back, but we had to give away 8 of our prisoners to get him back. And then he actually got promoted.
Yeah, he was a defector.
There you go.
So we traded, we got a defector back and gave them back one of the guys now who's a part of this basically kick out of kicking our tails and just running us up out of there.
Yep.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
We had this dude in custody. And that happened under Obama's watch. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to drop the mic on this. I told y'all. And I'm still standing by it. Trump was the best president we had in my lifetime, and there will never be one as great as he was. We had a good thing, but people didn't want him because he talked too harsh. People didn't like him because he spoke like a man supposed to speak. But he was the best thing we had. Under his 4 years, he was the best thing we had. I'm going to leave it alone.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Yeah, if y'all want to hit us up, this
is
Collective Minds Radio. We are here. We got a special guest, Iraq vet, Afghan vet, Zenathon on the line, and we just discussing, you know, what's been going on this week, and we cannot discuss anything without Afghanistan, you know, without talking about Afghanistan. So, yeah, we can get to the call lines, Liza, if you want to.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. If you have a question or comment.
Let me tell you guys something.
All right.
This guy through talking. Next week, you would have forgot everything he said, which he was spot on. Kevin Goebel will go back to begging blaming white supremacy and white nationalism, as he usually do. And you know it's a fact.
You know
it's going to be another one of these stories like the exit ramps off of highways. And I'm going to say this. No, the United States did not lose to the Taliban or the other terrorists. They went over there for one reason initially, and they accomplished that. And I agree. I wouldn't stay in the country neither. But I tell you one thing. If I was in charge of the fighting, I wouldn't have went over there to do two things. To tear up and to kill. Kill. If civilians, I give civilians a time period to get the hell out of there, then you go in there and start killing. You can't be playing around.
Yes, sir.
What else you going to do?
If you're going to go hard.
And Trump don't play.
Diplomatic,
see, Biden, this reminds me of back in the Jimmy Carter days in Lebanon. This recent group of Democrats leadership that we see is some of the worst that one could draw a picture of. I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
It's not the Roosevelt. Okay. It's not the Truman. And I think that they had too much input, Kevin Mellon, in the leaders. I think the military people on the ground, if you tell them to go in there and fight a war, Well, let them go in there and fight a war.
Right, right.
I agree with I agree with Patton when he said we should go in and get Russia next. Look at all the money we would have saved.
Yeah.
I think they should have dropped a third bomb on Japan. That second bomb, they took too long to come to the peace table.
Hey, look,
that's
something else. That's something else, Brother Pianke. Can we look at how much money we've spent over the past 20-some-odd years in this mess?
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Were they supposed to intern Japanese that was in the country, and you fighting against their mother? Yeah, damn right you are. Blood is always thicker than water, right?
So they say.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This Biden, this son of a gun, this his illegal presidency. He's got this diverse administration that looks like a bowl of Fruit Loops and Kittles, and don't know what the hell's going on.
Where are the impeachment procedures? Can somebody tell me? Can we impeach this man?
It is what it is.
He should be impeached every other day. Really?
Well, they're talking about his.
And I tell you another culprit is that damn media service. The media is lousy can get. It's like being constipated and you got one half in and half out and you don't know what to do. That's what they are.
Dang.
It is reported that they surveyed some Democrats, and I don't know who done the survey or the interview, and they said if they had have known about the activities that Biden's son, Hunter, was involved in, they wouldn't have voted for Biden. Well, the reason why come they didn't know about it, which came out later, because they didn't report on it.
Right.
You can see the bias in the news reporting. I'm going to send you a religious exemption form email, too, Mustafa.
Oh, you know, I got mine, brother. Mine been approved.
Oh, you got it already? Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm approved. Well,
share
it
with people.
To go.
Yeah, share it with people.
Right.
People scared as hell. You
I
know,
won the battle.
You,
battle
yeah, you dealing with
the
a people.
Far from over.
Yeah, you dealing with a population today that is just totally so ignorant that they beginning to fall for anything. And I'll tell you, if the population in this country fall for what they're trying to do now with this, you can't ride on this, you can't go on this, if you got a passport and stuff, then what's next? I heard that the third dose,
right.
I heard that the booster dose, but people got to pay for it. It's going to cost you at least $50. Let's see how well that fly over.
Well, once they put that
in
place, people will pay that $50 for their passport.
That's a bunch of bull crap right there.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what it is a bunch of bull crap. And they pull that, if they able, and I'm sure there's people that will fall for that. I never would.
There's
no need talking, there's no need arguing about what's, about the science, the biology. If people don't understand that by now, as long as they had an opportunity to do their own research, I don't know what to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of these big black nationalists dressed out in their black fatigues, their paratroop boots, and their black tam trimmed in red and green. The tam is black. Hell, they walking in there rolling up their sleeves, and some of them letting their pants down and bending over to take their shot.
Damn shame.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, bro. It is.
And now they want to get the kids. I'm telling you now, you do not let these characters get at your children. They want your children for a particular reason. They want to indoctrinate them and condition them so they will be buddy-buddy, butterball when they get grown. That's the only reason I can come up with. Need to get on them school boards and do the right thing, get rid of that board, get rid of that superintendent, teachers, and principals that's trying to indoctrinate your children with this critical race theory. History is one thing. The stuff they talking about teaching is just ridiculous. No, you need to get in any conversation.
It's too late for all that. I mean, there ain't no going backwards on this. The best you can do now is prepare for what's coming, and that is to get yourself out of the city and get yourself set up to where you can be self-sufficient.
And you know another thing, I think Nadra talked about the refugees or these Syrians, not Syrians, but Afghanistan. It's going to be serious, too, that's coming to these cities. The reason they come into these cities, St. Louis is about to lose the first congressional district because they can't move it across the Missouri River into St. Charles County. That's the second district. But that's where all the blacks and that is running out of St. Louis across the river into the second district. Well, what can they do to keep from losing it? Well, they bring in refugees and bring in these illegals. Well, they can't vote. No, they can't vote, but they can be counted toward to maintain that seat. It's called apportionment.
Whoa.
It was discussed in the 3/5 compromise. The same thing, wanting to count slaves.
But they can vote. Dang. They don't have to show ID to vote because ID is racist unless you know, you're trying to get into a restaurant to prove you don't have COVID. But other than that, ID is racist, so they can vote.
Well, I'm talking about the legal way. But legally, illegals are not supposed to be voting in this country. But, of course, we know everything from Obama and his saying that they need to get driver's license to go to work. Well, hell, they ain't supposed to be working. And I tell you something else, what should be done, they should forfeiture their assets. The assets that they accumulate from working or whatever need to be forfeited and send them back home. Let them come in the legal way. Ain't that we against immigration. We want legal immigration. All this stuff that we see that's going on now is not the right way to do it. And it puts people at danger.
Brother Pianchi and Zen, before y'all go too, can y'all please tell me how y'all, because this is related to this conversation. How do you feel about what's going on now at the southern border?
Well, I'm against it, but let me tell you something else. I ain't finished with this Afghanistan stuff. Now, these weapons, these weapons, you watch and see. In the near future, you're going to see a lot of activity going on in African countries. Just like Al-Qaeda is supporting certain terrorist elements in African countries right now, whether it's Niger,
Mujahideen.
And surely Nigeria,
Mujahideen.
with Boko Haram.
Boko Haram.
Them weapons came from Libya. That was part of Libya's cash. It came down to the Tuaregs and was ended up there in Mali, in Niger.
And the CIA. And the CIA.
Now, the only thing we got going for us with the equipment being left over there is that I know firsthand that the people of the Middle East don't know how to take care of anything. So that equipment is not going to last that long. It's going to break down. It's going to just fall apart because they didn't like fixing anything.
Yeah,
so it won't
I heard
that
too. But, you know, they show some rooms with rifles piled from the floor to the ceiling. That's what's going to be going down to these other countries.
Well, they don't like to clean those either. So, and then they need to get ammo for them. And since they don't use 7.62, it's going to be hard for them to get. And they never really liked our rifles anyway because our rifles are weak. The 5.56 is terrible.
5.56 ain't no good.
5.56.
Not like that 7.62.
Not like that 7.62. I had a when I got to where I was in the military, I had a rifle that fired 7.62. I had an SSR 17. Mm. So. Because and it was a personal firearm, but it was a 7.62 and not a 5.56. 5.56 took too many bullets to stop one person.
I gotta get my daughter another gun. I was thinking about a Walther PK.
I just bought my daughter
PK-5.
All right. Well, hold on, y'all. Hold up. Let's not get too.
Hey, hang on for a second,
y'all.
Roger. Anyway, Roger,
everybody,
what you packing?
Yeah.
What you packing, Roger?
What
you packing?
Everybody, calm down, everybody.
I have something.
So we're gonna turn
yes,
into
one at a time.
He got something.
One at a time.
Yeah.
One at a time.
We don't want to turn this into a gun show. Because y'all know I get to talk about guns too, and we won't go back. But don't do this. Let's not do this.
All right. You asked about the Southern board. I think it's deplorable. I think states, I think that your governor in the Missouri, what's his name? What's the governor of Missouri's name?
Parsons. Mike Parsons.
I think Parsons should tell them that you ain't coming to Missouri. That's what I should, he should say. I think that states need to start recognize their sovereignty that they have and their borders. Now, here's the thing. When COVID first came about, I think it was maybe Florida or some other state, that if you came out of Louisiana or some of the states where you had a high incidence, they made you quarantine in that state for 14 days, I believe it was. They wouldn't allow you to come back out in public. So if they can do that or even turn you around, well, they should be able to do the same thing with these caravans and these buses and plane loads of illegals.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Brother Zen, you got something on the southern border for? What's your thoughts on it?
You know what? Again, at this point, I don't even put my mind on that. Because all I can do is take care of me. And for me, I'm taking my money and putting it into bullets, beans, and the things that I need so that I can survive off on my own when it falls apart.
I tell you what, that's a good thing. That's a good philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Roger, you got some more people want to come on. I'm going to get off. I don't want to take nobody's time. I'm sorry.
Man,
no problem.
All right. Yes, indeed, Colin. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Okay. Area code 804-798. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I am a Vietnam-era veteran, and I've done a deep dive into all these areas, and I'd like to identify myself and give you a big website to look over because you're just focusing on the problems and not focusing on the solutions. There are solutions. There are more of us than them. That's what they're afraid of, and that's why they're trying to kill us all off. And it's all about keeping everybody in chaos. But again, the Internet is mankind's avatar for the future, where we can all come together and root out corruption and bring forth whole new paradigms based not on the physical, but more spiritual, where we all came from, where we're all going back to. So I was in survival in the Air Force, like the other veteran that was just talking is going to get all his ammunition and stuff and maybe go out in the woods. I'm not going to live that lifestyle. I'm changing the world from my dining room table. I've already put it out to these elites. Go ahead, take me out with a hitman. I'll eat the hitman's brains out from the spirit. Will be quite painful. I'll be more gentle on him than the guy who hired him. That's an agreement I made with my creator. So play your games. I'm bringing forth the stuff that's going to stop your games. And you've already tried to stop me in many different ways, but you haven't yet because I have that heart-to-God connection related to the COVID-19. Spirituality trumps physicality. So raise your consciousness,
right,
and you'll have the higher vibration to see your way through all this stuff. I'd like to share a big website that has all kinds of documents, information, and interviews on it, if I may. And I don't argue with people. I wish you the very best, as long as you understand that opinions are one thing, but facts, if it's documented with documents, that's what the courts use. So that's where even in courts, I've tripped them up. They can't handle me. They're afraid of me. And that's where the fear goes. It doesn't go on me. It goes on them.
Hey, well, Roger, Brother Kev, y'all cool with them sharing this website? Because this is Collective Mind. I don't have an issue with
No,
yeah, I'll give my name too. I don't do email or texting, but I even have an archive blog talk show where I had the pleasure of speaking with Maya Angelou, who had kind words about a poem I authored, and that's an opportunity that anybody can take part in too. But I'll give my name first. It's Hugh H-U-G-H, your last name, Charlson, that's spelled T like Tom, R-A-U-L, S like Sam, E like Edward, N like Nancy. Now I'm going to give three words. This will bring you to a page on a big website that you'll see all kinds of documents. My last name, which already has global recognition, Charlson, again, that's T like Tom, R-A-U-L, S like Sam, E like Edward, N like Nancy, the second word and, A-N-D, and the third word Trump, T-R-U-M-P. The actual website is www.rootingoutcorruption.weebly.com. I actually share common background with former President Trump. I was looking to help him unite the people of the country properly. Unfortunately, he's got a big ego, and that's what I said caused his downfall and continue to do so. So, again, this country, people aren't aware of what's been happening. These trade wars with China is BS, too. I functioned back in the 80s as an international marketing consultant, and every manufacturer I was trying to approach were running over to China to get products made on the pennies. We built that whole economy over there. But they're very smart, too. They know how to, they've been copying stuff way before. And there's a whole section on that website about books. I think if you read some of those books and started seeing what's going on, there's a lot that's so hidden, and that's what they're counting on as they jerk you all over the place. I just want to throw out a couple of other quick things, too, because it's not on the website. It's still on the Internet. During the Second World War, our own government was testing nerve gases on the New York subway system without telling anybody. And there's a book titled The Economic Hitman, authored by John Perkins. And he's got YouTubes, and he discusses how we go into these countries. And my own feeling is we went to Afghanistan to protect the poppy seeds to bring the drugs over here for the black ops money. And there's a bank on one of the pages. Take a look at this bank. It was a CIA black ops money bank, Riggs, R-I-G-G-S bank. And so people are totally unaware because there's an information overload, and that's where people have to understand it's not difficult, but it's all about coming together in peace and not arguing, but looking for solutions in the communities. And I have strategies and technologies that can do that, but people, they just want to keep focusing on what has happened and what's going to happen. Yeah, what you think about, you'll bring about. So please, there's two energies, negative and positive. You can choose either one with your free will, but it's time to shift into positive. That's God energy. There's nothing more powerful. And when that heart to God alignment is correct, you'll see your way through anything. That's where I stand as a phoenix rising and a way shower.
Yeah, one more time. Yeah,
I'm going to give three words that should bring you right to the page, and then I'll say the website, but I know it'll bring you right to the website. My last name, Charlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L, S like Sam, E like Edward, N like Nancy, the second word and, A-N-D, and the third word Trump, T-R-U-M-P. And the actual website is www.rootingoutcorruption.weebly.com. On one of the pages, you'll even see a front page Wall Street Journal article I was written up in 1983. That article triggered an investigation and eventually caused the resignation of Jim Wright from Speaker of the House in shame, the office Nancy Pelosi holds currently. And the article describes back in the 80s how special interests and lobbyists have totally corrupted Washington. It was before Ross Perot was talking about it back then. But due to apathy and people not knowing what to do or how to do it, that's why we're in the state we're in now. I think there was a big shift back then, and that's why I say that four big areas that are controlling us. It's mainstream media, big business, big government, and the religions. They're all tied in together.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it, caller. Yeah, we go check out their website, too. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you hang on to my number, I don't do email or texting, but want to take part in bringing forth the right kind of solutions, again, it's all about bringing love energy into the forefront, and that's where I'm also committed to empowering women and indigenous people in all my work globally, because they're the ones that really can bring us out of this whole macho thing. I laugh too, because, well, here's something to think about,
right,
too. But with all this defunding of the police, my life was saved by the police, yet I was shut up and arrested from my bed by a corrupt police sergeant who's now dead. That's, again, the karma they took on when they fooled with me in a negative way. But there's
right.
Well, I have your number, your information, and website. Appreciate it.
Well, again,
yes,
people helping people, that's what we're all here to do. I say we incarnate to learn love. As we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves. Something that can be done, too, that's not being done in the right way. If you can't do anything else, you can say a prayer. God will put the ego in check where it needs to be. So we're all going to go back into spirit. How and when we go, who knows? But I've said in interviews, too, because I was in survival. If I was the greatest survivalist on the planet and killed everyone, what a great guy I am. And then he comes along, doesn't like the way I look, and takes me out. What did I really accomplish? So it's time to stop the killing and be a blessing to each other. So I thank you for the time, and I'll pray for everyone on the call to extend this out to their own networks and see what we can do to really come together in love and peace.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, caller. Appreciate it.
Right on. Yeah, he was dropping, he was dropping some jewels in there,
We all got to think.
That's a fact. And he was bringing some good information, that love energy is powerful. We just got to tap in, connect the dots, pay attention to what's going on, because they actually tell you what's going on. When you talk about Afghanistan, when you talk about the COVID and shedding out, like, they tell you what's going on, but if you're able to take a step back and actually connect the dots, like you said, going into Afghanistan, that started the opium crisis. Well, it revived it, put it like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot going on. You got the CIA involved with a lot of these organizations. You got drugs being, one of the biggest import-exports in America. So people just got to pay attention and understand that war is a racket at the end of the day. A lot of people make money off war. You got the elites that use the common man, in my opinion, to go to war and fight their wars under the name of so-called freedom, but it's really a banker's war. It's all about the dollar and how do we keep that dollar as the, the base currency for the world and whatnot. So yeah, fam, we down what, if y'all want to get another call, we looking at, we down the last 10 minutes or whatnot. Y'all want to get another call or respond to the caller?
Yeah, we can try. Area call 9572, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment?
Hey, y'all been on point all night.
We on fire tonight.
Yeah,
we on fire.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, I wonder how all these black folks feel now that they found out that they voted for a retard.
Because I'm like with brothers, I'm like this.
You knew you was gonna leave. Why didn't you get your people out first? Now you put three times as many boots on the ground that you took out. It's stupid. He did it all ass backwards. Mark, he should have been getting everybody out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he gonna come on and say, oh, they can come to the airport if they want to. What are you talking about if they want to? They can't even make it to the airport. They get stopped.
Now they're saying they can't go to the airport. Now they're saying not to go to Pokeball.
Yeah, and I want to make one more comment. You guys were talking about that guy who went AWOL off his position. They should have not gave no prisoners for that dude. They should have just left that, right. that sorry something right where he was at because he walked off, people were killed.
That's right. Yep.
People got killed because he abandoned his post. So they should have gave nobody back from him. They should have said, jump people, cut his head off. He's treason.
He should be, do what you want with him.
Because they brought him back just to throw him in prison. You gave away all these
wow.
guys just to bring him back and throw him back mm-hmm. in prison. What kind of system
yeah.
is that thing?
Right.
So it's not like you got him back and now he's productive.
Right. They getting used by the guy we sent to them. They getting used. The guy we sent to them is he a rider. So they getting some use out the criminals that we gave them back. He helping to take back over the country.
Yeah. And the guy we traded for is sitting in prison.
I swear.
Oh, and I want to say one more thing and I'm going to get off of here. Iowa came out and said, we will take some Afghani refugee, but do not bring your illegal immigrants here. Anybody coming across that southern border, I would say you better not bring them here. We don't want them here. We're not footing the bill for them. We don't want them here, but we will take your Afghani. But we are not taking this anyone from the southern border. And the southern border, you know whose job that's supposed to be? That's Kamala's job. Where is
that?
Oh, somebody finally, I was waiting on somebody to hit this. I was waiting on somebody
Biden
to say it. That's who
I said, Kamala, that's your job. Go down and take care of it. Last time you see Kamala, she was standing behind Trump looking like Cobra Commander.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Probably smirking and laughing underneath the mask the whole time Biden's speaking. You can't see, but why isn't she on her job?
So-called
the southern border is her job, and she's not doing it.
Yep.
She's been hiding basically ever since she went down there, and they told her to shut up and take her ass home. She's been in hiding.
She did that. She did that because she punked out. She punked out.
Yeah, and now she's in hiding. She hasn't done anything. She's been sitting there with Herbert Pelosi been sitting there playing patty cake the whole damn time. She has not left that motherfucking sitting room. Herbert Pelosi is in there having lunch. I'm having dinner right now. Talking about, man, we fucking stuff up, ain't we? So,
hey, right on, Carla. We're going to let you go.
Everybody's sitting on this infrastructure deal, and it's Pelosi who's not pushing it through because she wants to hold it hostage until she gets everything she wants. That's why this release bill has not been let out yet, because Pelosi is being a woman. And thinking
right.
about
yep.
herself and what she
yes,
wants.
Yes, indeed. Right on. Yeah,
so,
right on.
We're going to try to squeeze one more in. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. Yes, the caller was passionate.
Get that laugh.
Yes.
One more.
Okay, this will be the last call. Area code 314-568. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
No, just hurry up and grab one more. I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yes,
okay.
indeed.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Hey.
What up?
The callers was on point tonight, y'all.
Yeah,
I thought he was on fire tonight.
Yeah, they was on fire. They was on point. They was passionate. They was getting it in, speaking their piece. They had a lot to say. You know, we appreciate all the callers, too. Appreciate y'all.
Man, I'm so glad the last caller pointed that out. I'm so glad the last caller pointed that out about Kamala Harris.
Kamala,
I am not, I refuse. I am not going to let Joe and Kamala off the hook. I'm on their heels. I'm on them because they came in with all these promises, especially to my people. What you made us look like fools. You made my people look like fools. You lied to our faces, made broken promises, and you made our people look like fools. And I don't like that. I take that personally. Now it's unfortunate that some of my people didn't take in all the information, and they didn't study it. But I know a lot of my people, they be busy working, trying to make a living. They don't have time to really study, unfortunately. They just out here trying to make a living and trying to survive. So people like Joe Biden and Kamala take advantage of them. Take advantage because they don't have time to research information. It's unfortunate.
Right.
And that's why I'm on their heads like I am. I'm not going to let them get a pass for what they're doing and what they have done.
Right. Now, I'm going to say, bro, they got to hold this L, bro. They got to hold this L. Everybody that voted for Biden, they got to hold this L because a lot of us was trying to tell them that Biden and Kamala wasn't it. We tried to warn them. We tried to tell them that you know, this wasn't administration. But so now they got to live with what we see. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. It's still early on in the presidency. And right now this administration he a lame duck president already. You know what I'm saying? He's done already. He's a lame duck. He's really just a sitting target. So he got 3 more years, and we're going to see how this play out. You know, Collective Minds definitely going to be here for the ride. You know, before we wrap it up, I do want to thank Zenithon for coming on. You know, I don't know if he's still on, but, you know, you can get some words in.
Yep.
And I'm going to say peace. Yeah, Zenithon, you want to say something? Oh, yeah, but if you want to get something in, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. And bow out and, you know, just thank the caller. Thank everybody. This is a fire show, and we appreciate it. Y'all can go ahead.
Well, thanks for having me on, and, yeah, this is y'all's show. Y'all can talk yourselves out. Peace.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, right on, brother.
Yeah, Mufasa, I guess he went off or something.
Yeah, I already dropped the mic. I already dropped the mic. I done said enough to say today. I got to recoup. I got to put myself back on the charge and recoup my emotions. I'm out.
He out. He on Biden and Kamala dome, baby.
Yeah, there's nothing else to say.
But.
Okay. Well, I'll thank everybody for calling in and tuning in with us. Everybody made some great points. We enjoyed the show. We enjoyed everybody's point of views. Continue to tune in with us each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Like always, if you have any show topic ideas, send us an email at collectivemindsyahoo.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram. Peace. See you next week.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
We talking like we walking. Collective mind. Collective mind.
What they thought?